to my life. I can take a wild guess.
You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
It's the lighter side of the dark side.
Oh, no, he didn't.
What did you do, your pants? What did you do?
Yes, welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It is your Thursday night freak show. And ladies, you got a treat today because you've got two handsome guys looking you in the face. We'll be joined by some lovely women in a little bit. But I am Dark Mark. I am the goth comedian. And I am joined by Vincent King, who is a vaudevillian magician. Am I right?
You're correct, sir. And thank you for having me on the air.
Oh, no, I'm glad to have you. It's funny because I posted... Don't tell Eden. Eden Draven is also here. She's the mortician magician.
Fantastic.
And Hell's Bell will be my co-host. She's running a little late, but she will be here. And she promises to bring toys and lube. And I've already poured some absinthe for both Eden and Hell's. You're driving, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So before we get started, I wanted to thank a few people. It was quite a week for me. I was on quite a few shows this week. I was on the Tyrant Think with Orpheus Black. Do you know Orpheus Black?
Orpheus Black? No, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting him yet, no.
Well, that's probably good because Orpheus Black has been a guest on our show, and he sets girls on fire. He's a professional dom. He chokes. He does a lot of things.
How does one discover that that's a career choice? That's what I've always wondered, you know?
Now, you know, we talked about that. He's got other things going on, so he's got a podcast, too. That's not his only thing, so he did that. And then I was on... Come on in. Close the door if you can, please. Thank you. And this lovely young lady, we were just talking about you. Oh, boy. She's the mortician magician, as well as a burlesque dancer, and beautiful, beautiful woman, and woman, probably woman of my dreams with all the stuff that you do. Eden Draven.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, you want to try to get the mic a little closer.
Oh, I'm not sure. This is all new to me, folks.
Well, actually, that's a new setup, isn't it, Jeremy? That's a new setup with the mics.
Yeah, that was mainly for the cameras.
The camera that now is out.
Yeah.
Apparently, here at Skid Row Studios, the number one show on Skid Row Studios is not the Dark Mark show. We're catching up. We're getting there. But Intellectual Kink is the number one show. And the 2 weeks in a row, they've had fisting, if I'm not mistaken.
No, actually, the fisting before that was Mistress C.
Okay.
That one, a guy got fisted, and then last night on Intellectual Kink, right where they're sitting right now, a lovely woman got fisted.
It's a little sticky table here at Skid Row Studios. Well, we've had all sorts of, we had Doc Shock the guest. We had, I was telling about Orpheus Black, who set a woman on fire right over there on our show. And I was on his show on Friday. Nobody was burned, and it was fine. I wanted to thank Jeremy, our producer. That's Jeremy.
Thank you.
Hi,
Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Because I went to the Skid Row Studios annual holiday party, 2-year anniversary party. I didn't know you guys were here 2 years.
Yeah.
And I've been here for about the last 4 months, and I, of course, with the fisting, I fit right in. And and it was quite a party. You had to see the alcohol was just everywhere, and he had catered some Mexican food. He had Lightning Woodcock, who's been on our show, was great. Many of Odd Nature played, and one of the hosts of the band played. Correct,
Mindy. She's a board op here, She played actually in two different bands that night.
So it was quite a party. I also wanted to thank this came last minute, and I was so thrilled. Gretchen Bonaducci had me on her show. And I was on her show on Film On, and that turned out really well.
Oh, that's cool.
Met a lot of cool people. And then on Monday, I was on Guy Talk Radio on LA Talk Radio, and we basically talked about this show and all the hijinks and talked about you guys coming on, and they were just like, what? They couldn't believe the show. So, and I did want to, if you're listening to this live, if you're in Los Angeles, I want to let you know I have an upcoming event that I would love for you to come to at the Cabo Wabo. In Hollywood and Highland, I will be performing as part of the Bloody Merry Christmas. And
awesome.
And Cleve Hall, you know Cleve Hall.
Of course. Awesome. Cleve Hall. We've had a couple of discussions, actually.
About what?
First one was he was at a Night of the Raven. He was at a Night of the Raven at the Magic Castle.
Okay.
And a friend of mine said, "Oh, that's the guy from a Face Off." And I said, "No, he has his own show."
Right.
Anyways, we just started talking through Facebook.
If you want some Splenda for that absinthe.
I don't know.
Traditionally, it's sugar, but in L.A., it's strictly Splenda.
Well, I was trying to get some,
everybody here's got an eating disorder of some sort.
Exactly, so, I don't mean anything by it, just I couldn't get any packets of sugar, so
that's
I had to get
the fine. Yeah, let's see if I could kill this taste a little.
All right.
Anyways, and then I bumped into him at a club, Helter Skelter, and he was on stage dancing to Duran Duran's The Chauffeur, so I started...
Which is a very goth thing to do.
I would never have thought I would have seen him up there dancing to that song.
And
he's a very good dancer, by the way.
Now, Eden, why is that song of all the Duran Duran songs the goth song?
Well, it is for all the people that really don't know much about Duran Duran.
Right.
So.
Right, but that's the one that gets played at goth clubs. They don't play any other Duran Duran song.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's all right.
Because the video. Have you ever seen the video?
I've seen the video.
It probably has something to do with that.
Right. But so Cleve Hall was actually at the Magic Castle when I saw you there.
Mm-hmm, he was.
And so he's designing sets. We're going to have all sorts of interesting performances. Micah Cover.
Love Micah.
Micah's going to be doing magic at the Bloody Merry Christmas.
Oh, I'll have to try and get out there.
We're going to have contortionists. We're going to have fire eaters.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have me performing. And Many of Odd Nature, who was at the Skid Row Studios party, is going to be performing. You know Many of Odd Nature,
yeah,
Charlie?
Yeah, they were actually there. I think we got there too late to miss a performance
at
the Castle.
They're a terrific band. I've performed with them many a time. Sometimes they have Michael Vile, who did our theme song, does magic with them.
I was listening
Michael Vile.
No, we were listening to your theme song today, actually.
Yeah. It does get
cool.
Stuck in your head.
It does. It's kind of disturbing.
You'll be dreaming, sushi means sex. It's a whole thing.
So, kind of stuff nightmares are made of.
Well, that's the idea. And and as a bonus, now I know, speaking of goth songs from the 80s, you remember that song from the Lost Boys, Cry Little Sister.
No, I was never a Lost Boy fan. I know.
Well, you've heard the song, though.
Justify me now. No, I have not. What is it?
Cry, little sister, thou shalt not fall.
Oh, now I know it. Now I know. That's what
I had to say.
Okay, yes.
Sing it really badly. Cry for your mother, thou shalt. Yeah, guy.
So you should actually record the entire song just by yourself. Just make it that much more horrifying.
I really shouldn't, because G. Tom Mack, who did the original song, is going to be performing at Bloody Merry Christmas.
Oh, cool!
So you can make it a duet, you know.
I don't want to shit on his parade. I don't want to frighten all the toys, all the people at Children's Hospital that'll be there. So it's free, Cabo Wabo, Sunday night, 8:00. It's free, but it's a benefit for Children's Hospital. So we'll have our handout. Donate what you can: canned foods, toys, whatever you can for Children's Hospital. So that's enough of me. I'm going to turn the camera around.
I had already thought it was on.
No. Well, this camera's on, so that's a good view.
Okay.
And Hell's Bell will be coming later, and she...
Oops.
I told Vince... No, well, you know, you can leave it there for now. I told Vincent Hell's... Normally we have Josie Gad. Normally Josie Gad is my co-host.
Okay.
My original co-host was Hell's Bell.
Mm.
And so when Josie can't make it, like this week, she's doing a yoga thing. She's she's studying to be a class 2 yoga teacher, so she's bending herself and twisting herself in all sorts of positions that I'm picturing right now.
You should have been on the show before us, then. We've gone hand in hand.
Right.
Or hand in other place, but that's another show completely.
There'll be a lot of hands in other places. And so she's not going to be here, but so Hell's Bell is very nice. She fills in every now and then. Last time she was here, she got choked. And the first time she was here was my first show.
Mm-hmm.
I had Bree Walker and Michael Vile doing sleight of hand. So that was great. And she wanted Bree Walker to adopt her.
Mm-hmm.
I had her on a few weeks later with Sing Quirin, the guitar player from Ministry, and Cornelius Grant, the guitar player from the Temptations.
Oh,
it was Cornelius Grant's 70th birthday, so she danced on the table. She got on the table. This is at Universal Studios and started grinding on the table. Hadn't seen her in a while.
For a 70-year-old man?
Oh, yeah. Well, for everybody.
How did he hold up?
He brought these mink-lined gloves. Mink.
Oh, they said meat.
Because I'm always wearing my skeleton gloves.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, I got some gloves. So he had these mink-lined gloves. So he is stroking her with his mink-lined gloves while Sin Quirin is spanking her ass. and I'm trying to do the show like, hey, how's the new ministry album? How's it sound? You know?
Yeah, kind of distracting, I guess. Huh?
A little distracting. Then we had, last time she was here, we had Master Overbound, and he gave some choking demonstrations, even choked me.
So, did you like it?
No, you know, I got a big knack. I don't think I got full control. So I don't know where to begin. Now, it's funny because I post pictures of our guests, and usually it's the beautiful women that get all the attention.
Mm-hmm.
Vincent King got a lot of attention, so you must be a handsome guy.
I've had more than a few compliments.
I don't know. You're a handsome guy.
Thank you for saying it. I was pleasantly surprised by the... I mean, I tend to get at least, you know, 20, 25 compliments a day when I leave the house with the mustache, so it's working for someone. I just did it for me, so...
I guess we'll have to start with the mustache. Now, do you use wax? How does somebody get that nice, that type of mustache? That sort of went out in 1892, but apparently you're bringing it back.
I sold my soul for my great-grandfather's mustache. About 2 years ago now, a friend of mine basically bet me when I was looking at this old magic poster. It's like, I've always wanted a mustache like that. It's like, do it by Christmas, and I'll make it worth your while. So, of course, Christmas rolls around. I found out about this little Clubman's wax, not to give them a plug, but they make a fantastic wax, comes in a tube. It's nice and light, you know. And in the Secret Brotherhood, that's something most people don't know. When you have a mustache like this, everyone who has, like, remotely long facial hair suddenly recognizes you as some sort of brother. You're in this cult now. And half your conversation between the two of you would be about what wax you use to keep it in place, what kind of conditioner. And it's amazing what you can find at just a CVS, but then you go online and you find people who, like, hand brew wax and beard conditioner. It's insane.
So right. And, you know, today all these emos are growing beards, so everybody's got long facial hair now.
Yeah.
But so how long, like, if I were to do that, how long would it take for me? Because I got a little growth here.
Yeah, a little growth there. You kind of got a quarter of a toothpick happening now. So yeah, right. You give that about another like month and a half. Just don't shave it. That's the hardest part, is just like having the patience not to just bite it off yourself once it gets to a certain length. But when it's there,
do I start with the wax now or do I?
No. Let it get long enough and bring it out. And then, like, when you wake up and it looks like a spider is, like, sitting on either side of your face, that's when you get the wax, because that's when your mustache is just going to fight you until you tame it.
Right. And don't worry, Andy. We're going to get to your mustache in a second. But,
I shaved it. You can still see it.
Well, you're a vaudevillian magician, is that correct?
I am a vaudevillian magician. I do a lot of strolling events, so I like to get, like, right up to the table where my next audience will be.
So, like, when you say strolling events, like, you're down at the beach, at the street, that type of thing?
The beach, the street, cocktail parties, you know, like, you know, I could do stuff on stage for you if you want, but when I'm booked, I usually try to say, it's like, you know, like, have your band play, and in between sets, like, I will hunt down anyone who looks like they're not having a good time and just, mm-hmm. you know, blow them away with whatever I have on me.
Right. Eden looks like she needs to be blown away right now, but...
Later.
He needs to be blown away.
Ooh.
Hey, so I take it you two are dating? Is that what's happening?
Kinda.
Well, just say it. It's all right.
Yeah,
good. Good for you.
Just look at him. Why wouldn't I
do? Well, because he doesn't like Johnny Depp like all of your other boyfriends.
Ew.
Now, you know...
Please. It's okay. He's
And trust me, your old boyfriends didn't look like Johnny Depp either, but they thought they did. Now, Eden Draven, now, you're a cool guy. I like you already.
Thank you, man.
Eden Draven, I don't know if you know. I've known Eden for a few years. Yes. We met at Bar Sinister. You actually came up to me.
What? Didn't we? I thought we met at the burlesque show.
No, I took you to the burlesque show after we met at Bar Sinister.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yes.
Right, so I met you at Bar Sinister. You came up to me, and you're
did.
Oh, you're that goth comedian guy. And yes. Apparently we probably met before, or who knows what happened.
I think I had seen your show or something before.
Right, so how thrilled was I when she came up to me, and then I picked her up, and she told me about her 8 cats, and you are a goth girl, there's no question about it. You are, now, you're the mortician magician.
Yeah.
So what came first, the mortician or the magician?
Magician. It's kind of, at birth, I was kind of forced into it, because my grandfather was a magician.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anybody we would know?
Well, his name was Tom Gordon.
I guess not.
Nobody but my mentor you would know. My mentor, his name's Fred Cotiller. He was also a vaudevillian magician, an original vaudevillian.
Okay.
So when I started studying under him, he was 86 years old.
Wow.
And he, I mean, the man was full of all kinds of stories.
I bet he was. Yeah. Do you have any that you can share? What's the craziest vaudeville story? Even Vince is like, I'd like to hear a vaudeville story.
Let me ask this. Would you be willing to talk about, like, his first entertainment job? Because I thought that was fascinating.
You mean what he did when he was an orphan?
Yeah, well, actually when he escaped from being an orphan, so to speak.
He used to dance and shine shoes, and he was hired to work at a vaudeville show. It's kind of like an errand boy when he was little.
Okay.
And he basically was raised by the vaudeville circuit.
Okay.
So, I mean, he...
So he was an orphan, and he just basically ended up traveling with everybody.
He bailed on his own, and he was on his own from when he was, like, a super small kid to maybe age 13.
Right. Or apparently age 86 when he met you.
Yeah, I know.
So but what a life.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not for everybody, but...
But could you imagine that? Like, 8 years old, and you're like, God, I got to dance really good today so I can get some food.
Exactly. Right. So, you know, he knew if he didn't, you know... dance his little heart away, he would starve.
Right.
You know, because he didn't want to tell the people he was working with, the vaudevillians, that he was just, you know, he slept on the streets and stuff.
Right, you know, like, today Miley Cyrus, she just half-asses it, you know.
Exactly.
Britney Spears, now this guy, he's really working it.
You know, but, you know, they finally figured it out and took him in. And,
when did you meet him again?
I met him when I was an intern at the pharmacy. And he came in, this was after my grandfather had passed away, and I was...
When you say the pharmacy, you mean you actually worked at a drugstore?
I did. I was studying pharmaceuticals.
Right. Because these days, pharmacies have a whole different connotation.
No. This is like, you know, behind the counter.
Jeremy knows about the pharmacies.
He's giving us a thumbs up.
Yeah, he's got some anxiety and some insomnia and other problems. But,
don't we all?
Anyway, so he came into the drugstore.
Yeah, he came into the pharmacy to pick up some meds, and he had a Bugs Bunny tie.
Oh, wow. I got to get one of those.
Pulling
like a little miniature of himself out of a magic hat.
Right.
And I just said, oh, are you a magician? Because, you know, my grandfather was, and he passed away, and I'm kind of looking for somebody that was in the vaudevillian circuit.
Right.
And he says, if you're serious, he goes, I'm your man. So 6 a.m. that Saturday, I showed up at his house, and I showed up 5 minutes late.
Ooh.
And he wouldn't see me. He told me
that's
to come
very
down.
Kill Bill.
Exactly. He was, yes.
He was her Pai Mei.
So,
exactly.
So next Saturday, I showed up at 6 o'clock on the dot.
Right.
And ever since, you know, that day, he taught me everything he knew.
Right.
So if it wasn't for him, I would probably no longer be a magician.
Right. And then are there things that you know that other people don't because you know the old school and the old school way?
Well, I'm sure some other people do know it, but a lot of them don't perform it anymore.
Yeah, because that's the thing I got to ask you guys. Now you guys you're both magicians. And I might as well just turn the camera over to both of you because I don't know if Hells is probably going to come in the last 10 minutes and, you know, just probably who knows what she's going to do. But
she found the other bottle of Absinthe outside.
Well, no, there's a shot waiting for
it
there.
Absinthe isn't bad, I just had to say, because usually it's disgusting and I can't even bother.
I got plenty of it.
Good.
That's the official drink of the Dark Mark show. I think the Splenda is what makes it. But I'm going to start putting Splenda in it now. But you guys so you're magicians now. When you see magic and you know the tricks, you know what they're doing. Because I was with you at the Magic Castle.
Yes, you were.
And did I read correctly that you just got in the Magic Castle? Or
actually, she more or less sponsored me so that I could get into the Magic Castle. And it's the biggest thrill of my life because I was this East Coast boy doing my vaudevillian magician stick. And she said, well, come out, I'll take you to the castle. And then I get here and she goes, oh, by the way, you're a member now. So
are you living here now, or you're from the East? Are you still on the East Coast?
I'm still on the East Coast. I'm working on moving out here.
I knew there was something. Mm-hmm. I knew there was something. It's a long distance relationship. There's some complication in an Eden Draven relationship. I know it.
There's nothing complicated about him.
His mustache is already complicated enough. No, but what I was gonna say, because Eden took me. I didn't. She didn't took me. I just ran into her at the Magic Castle. I was there to support Micah and Charlie. And I ran into a bunch of people. I ran into Don Knott's daughter, Karen, who I know is from comedy. Mm-hmm. I ran into a bunch of people I knew, and I ran into you, and I'm glad because you're on the show now. And you're one of the most fascinating people. We're going to get to the burlesque. We're going to get to the magician. But
that's fine.
When you're watching the comedy show, the magic show, the comedy show, when you're watching the magic show, I mean, you knew exactly how everybody did or what they did.
There's a few things that it takes me a while to figure out, but usually
Are you always figuring it out, or are you...
Unfortunately, that's... kind of a downside to being a magician is you can't just enjoy the show anymore.
Right.
It kind of becomes kind of like a scientific thing you're trying to figure out, like, oh, how did they do that, you know?
Right. I'm not going to ask you how they did these specific tricks, but I mean, isn't that, you know, doesn't that, you know, you can't really enjoy magic anymore, right?
No, that's not true at all, because when I watch it, I mean, you're watching for different things, like how they hold the audience, but every now and again, I'll be watching, it's like, yeah, it's in the pocket, and it's transfer here, and then, like, something out of left field will come at me.
Right.
And just floor me, I was like, you magnificent bastard, that still happens. So, like, you may be doing something we know how to do, right. But then he'll employ it in just the right way.
And hold that thought, because... The real magic has arrived. Hell's is downstairs, if you can get her, Jeremy. No, you guys are the real magic. I'm just kidding. Hell's Bell is quite magical. Wait till she comes in. And she's already in love with your mustache, so I'm going to... Yeah, good thing you're in the middle.
Oh,
so,
I'll kick an ass.
I know you will, so please don't. She's really cool. So what was the last thing that like astounded you? You're like, I can't figure it out. And maybe you figured it out later, but you're like...
Oh, God. It was actually rather recently. It was like a really simple idea in terms of all the things magicians do, but... The man before, can I say his name on air?
Okay, are we allowed to say names?
Just say whatever you want, yeah. No, that's fine. It's not.
The performer's name was Fitzgerald. I've never seen him before.
Oh, Gary.
And he...
Gary!
Oh, sorry? He's entertaining as hell. He comes out with the Pixies blasting, and like he's right. Not just producing cards, but like he's like shaking his little Irish butt to this
thing.
He's
amazing.
Right.
And partway through the show, he did a card to pocket, which the title implies at all. It's like... Specter has a card, it's shoved into the deck, suddenly it's in his pocket. But at first, this kind of went hokey. And then when he was, you know, he shoves it back in, and he reaches in, and he pulls out two cards, and either of those are it, and he keeps, like, fishing at... The entire deck was in his pocket, and then the card was just in his waiting in his hand. And,
right.
Like, I did not see where this mystical transference happened. And I just sat there, like I said before, you just staring at me. I was like, you magnificent bastard.
Did you figure it out later?
Oh, I figured it out later, but, like, just I love... those moments that can still happen to me even though we're on the inside, so to speak. So,
what was the last thing that astonished you, Eden?
Me? Well, first, before I answer that, let me just say, like, you could be a somewhat good magician, but you have to be a good showman before that, you know, and that's what Fitzgerald is.
Right.
But the last thing that floored me was probably, God, I hate saying this, but yeah, David Copperfield. He did something...
Oh, you got to go. Get out of here.
I'm sorry. No. Let me tell you why.
What did David the Statue of Liberty disappearing is bullshit,
no,
okay?
Not that. I saw this, like, he was where you are now.
Okay.
The man had a laser. I know, it's cheesy. Cut him in half. His torso went down to his lower legs.
Right.
He grabbed, I know how this is done now, but it was still
astonishing. Okay, tell me the trick and then tell me how he did it.
Oh, okay. I can't tell you how he did it, or else I'd have to kill you, and then, you know, I could take care of you after
that. Oh, that's right, the magician's thing.
So he held onto his, like, thighs, and he walked down the aisle.
So, wait a second. So his...
His legs are separate from his body, and his legs carried his torso down the aisle.
Oh, speaking of magic, look who's here. Hell's right... Sit right
Hello.
There. And Hell... Because, I want that. This is like the ultra cleavage shot right here is Hell's Melody and Graven.
Camera 2 doesn't have anything
Ooh,
about
that
me
shot?
Now.
Yay.
That's your shot. Actually, apparently the Splenda's working good.
Oh, yeah.
Have a seat, Hells.
In case you need a
glass,
need water, I'm assuming. Can I give her some?
Yeah.
I don't need
water.
She's water.
We'll just give her the bottle.
Yeah, please. Thank
but,
you.
But Hells, thanks for coming on the show. Mm-hmm. Hells, this is Eden Draven. She's the mortician
Hi.
Magician.
Hello. Nice to meet you. How are you?
And this is Vincent King.
Hello.
From where back east again?
A little place called Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow. Yep. Okay, so you're like the top guy in Harrisburg.
I think so. But.
I mean, do you go to Atlantic City, New York, and Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh?
I get around. Philly? I do a lot of gigs out in Hershey, PA, where all the chocolate comes from.
Okay. Do you do the chocolate factory? Do they?
I haven't done the chocolate factory, but I worked with a company that works with Milton Hershey School a few times. That's actually one of my favorite things to do. Those kids are freaking amazing. And you know, I've been down to Westminster and just... Well, you know, whoever wants to see me, I'll go.
And now you're in at the Magic Castle in L.A. Where do you go back to that small town in Pennsylvania?
I go back Thursday. I'm dreading every minute. I love home, but like...
Not only that, and you were on the Dark Mark show. And everybody
the Dark
going,
Mark show? What could
going,
follow this?
I don't know, but it's crazy. So
it's
he,
to top.
Huh?
It's hard to top.
It's hard to top. How have you been, Hells?
Absolutely wonderful and busy.
Because last time you were choked...
Yeah,
and
that
was
telling, pretty fun.
I was telling him how when you danced on the table.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And then when you wanted Bree Walker to adopt you.
Me as her
yes.
Child.
So Eden Draven, she's a magician. She learned from an 86-year-old vaudevillian master.
Yeah.
So when did you become a mortician?
That's another funny story. I don't want to say anything. Where I work, hired.
I think we figured it out.
Too late.
Yeah. Do they have a big Johnny Ramone statue in the middle of the cemetery?
They might.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, to make a long story short, they have a Halloween party. I'm not going to give it away. Anyways. And they wanted some.
Well, I think cemeteries are starting to do all this now. Like, they were the first ones, this unnameable one. And now, like, all the cemeteries are like, well,
they're all trying to copy us. It's kind of pathetic. But they did a Halloween party and they hired a couple of dark magicians.
Right.
So the Magic Castle sent the darkest magician they have.
Which was you?
And yeah, me. So I was walking around doing strolling magic and I happened to go up to this guy who I thought was rather attractive.
As you do,
and he ended up being the owner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he said, you know what? You have a really warm personality. Have you ever thought of getting into the funeral business? And I said, hey. Don't go making assumptions. So don't make assumptions on the way I look. And he says, no, I'm serious. He goes, I like your personality. Would you like a tour of this place?
Right.
So after I finished my strolling job, the marketing director put me in a golf cart and took me all around the place.
Mm.
And at that time, I was working in pharmacy doing my internship, and I hated my boss.
Right.
We got into a big argument the following work day that I had. So I quit.
Ooh.
And I called the cemetery first and said, I'm ready to quit. Are you going to hire me?
Right.
He said, be here the next day.
All right.
So that's how it started.
So you had another mentor mentoring you and your warm, bubbly personality how to embalm dead bodies.
I did.
And prepare them. And you've been doing that ever since.
Yeah. Since 2008.
Now you say you have a dark act. What is a dark trick? What is even darker than most magic that you do? Well, I've never seen you do a trick. You still owe me.
I'm very influenced by spook shows.
Right.
And
well, you have the look. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
But is there? Yeah. Thanks, Vince. It's all right. I'm over here. Don't worry about it. I'm not hitting on it. Trust me, I'm just enjoying this. You got to see the view that I got. I'm just enjoying this is like, yeah, this double
enjoy
action.
Enjoy that for me. I'm good. I'm
yes,
sad.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure you are. But please, that's enough for four guys. I know I've seen it, but let me tell you. But so what's a dark trick? Like you know, like what's a dark card trick that you do?
Well, I really don't have any dark tricks.
Right.
It's the presentation and my appearance that makes it dark.
Right.
So, you know.
So you're doing the pick a card,
don't want to walk by me at the end of my show, I did a good job.
Right.
You know, there's two exits to one of the rooms I perform at, and if they tend to use the other exit, then I know I did a good job.
Because they're so freaked out by what you did.
Oddly enough, a handful of them that actually walk up to her, ask her about her jams and jellies at the end of every show.
Oh, they do. So. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The jams, you do jams and jellies?
Well, after each show, you can stop off at any gift shop and pick up my homemade jams and jellies.
I didn't know you made homemade jams and jellies. When did you tell me this?
Yeah, I do.
Christmas gifts. Now I gotta hype it up. If somebody wants Eden Draven's jams or jellies, where would they order them?
They're the mortician magician's homemade jams and jellies. Most people don't really consider them edible.
Oh, those jams and jellies. I think Hell's Bell may have brought some of those jams and jellies here tonight.
We're gonna get some more of those.
So tasty. It's kind of a joke. I mean, I really don't sell homemade jams and jellies. It's just, you know. Would you buy jams and jellies that were homemade by a mortician? Really?
I would.
She would.
I would totally.
She totally would.
Would you try them? Yes. In fact, I'm getting a little bit turned on. Trust me. I'm like, damn, we're gonna get some.
She's drinking absinthe out of a shot glass. She would do jams and jellies. But yeah. Hells, now we know you. You're a
psycho crazy person. Yeah.
That too. But I mean, you're an adult entertainer. Have you ever done burlesque?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
Because you know
over 10 years.
You know who does burlesque? Eden Draven.
What?
Yeah.
started off with a Madam Sunset.
She actually has my dream job. I always wanted to do that, but it took so much. I guess I was told it took like so many years to actually do that. But a friend that started embalming and doing all that. So.
It doesn't take as long as people think it does.
I think that's what it is. People think it's going to take double as long.
Can
you move the mic?
It's closer to me.
Yeah, we can't hear you. So she always wanted to be a mortician. How long does it take to be a mortician?
It takes about 2 years. It's the internship that takes a while because you need to have supervised embalmings for 150 bodies before you get licensed. So depending on the...
And it has to be a licensed mortician supervising. It can't be like me or Vincent supervising.
It cannot. But I mean, if you work at a busy funeral home, you could get that done in like a couple of months.
So they always say this thing about the smell. Is that really something or is that just something people say? Do you get used to it?
The smell is atrocious and you never get used to it. There's actually...
Now, is that the bodies or is it the embalming fluid or all of it?
It's all of it. Ooh. It's, you know, it's...
And you never get used to it.
No.
People that shit their pants when they died and stuff.
Everybody
like that.
Shits their pants. Everybody.
Yeah, it's
well,
just
I haven't shit my pants in a while, but when you die, I suppose you shit your pants.
Well, you lose all control.
Body, yeah, so you have to wipe up and things like that?
Actually, I do not do that. This is going to sound horrible, but I have somebody under me now.
Oh, so is that where minion? You have a dark minion that wipes ass for you.
I would come in, I'd be like cleaning up after her.
So, I'm surprised you haven't told Hells that she can understudy under you.
Oh, no, now I know it's going to take 2 years and be online being like, hey, where can they go?
Right. She'll be wiping ass for 2 years.
But, hell yeah.
But, you've wiped an ass or two.
I've been in the medical field for over 15 years.
Right.
So.
She's, well, she's a licensed paramedic. So, yeah.
That's nothing to me.
Right.
So, no, I have literally never wiped an ass at work. I've always had somebody to do
your
it
own,
for
I
me.
Would suppose. Once
I
in
do
a while.
Wipe my own ass. Sometimes right.
Well, Jesus, yeah, I didn't know that. So.
I'm joking.
Stop asking things. God.
Right.
No, he wipes his own ass.
Right. So, we'll get back to the vaudeville with Vince. So you're on the East Coast. So what's the difference between the East? So how long have you been out in L.A.?
I've been out in L.A. for, 5 days now?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, and you're already on podcasts. You're already in the Magic Castle. I mean, look what's happened to you. Now you're a star.
Yeah, I just need the right pair of sunglasses to wear at all times, you know?
Have you been down in Venice Beach, like, doing some magic or other places?
Not yet. Actually, some friends are giving me some crap about that. They're like, so, have you gone to the beach yet? It's like, you know, it's still December in L.A., right? We're in a cold snap.
Right. There's still people out there, trust me. And I'm sure they're quite befuddled at some of the tricks. You guys didn't... I told you, you don't have to do any tricks. But did you bring any tricks?
Vince,
you got a trick for me?
I'll do something. You know what? I'll do something just for you, actually.
And actually, because last time, okay, let me put the camera. Yeah, Jeremy's doing some good direction. Let me put the camera on you. Last time we had a magician on with Hell's Bell, he pulled something out of her cleavage, and then
balls.
We had a
balls, light blue.
They were actually clear, believe it or not.
And then we had another magician on with Josie Cat, and he pulled balls out of her cleavage. But we got a car trick now, so no balls and cleavage. So
you know,
his balls will be my cleavage later. Sorry.
I would hope so.
I can't follow that now.
So let me know this. Now with this flirtation going on, where did you guys meet?
Oh God!
Online? Did you guys meet online?
It's another magician story. Dang it!
It is.
No, it was the weirdest thing. Like, I got this suggestion on social
Facebook?
Networking. Facebook, thank you.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm just
guessing is that.
Damn Facebook.
Normally, I think, well, I'd like to meet people before I friend them because there's just so much that goes through there and whatnot. But yeah, I saw this face, and I'm like, well, maybe I could be friends with her, you know?
Maybe.
You know? But, yeah, so I clicked friend, and... She accepted, and we were like, at first it was just like random things, like, oh, I saw you performing at the castle, break a wand, you know, back and forth. One day, I thought you looked just like this editor of this vampire erotica that I saw at a bookstore. And it was the most random question I could have asked anyone, but I was like, I have to know. But the answer was no, by the way, but, you know.
You've written some erotica in your time.
I've read.
You've written some, haven't you?
A little bit. Vincent hasn't read it yet.
Right.
Because
Because you're the ultimate hyphenate. You're a mortician, you're a magician, you're a burlesque dancer. We're going to get to that, but let's get to the trick, Vince. I didn't mean to delay you.
All right. No. Since you got the table away, just call stop for me whenever you want.
Stop.
Right there. All right. Kick that out. We'll do the dark card of mystery. You know what? Just get Hell's Bell in on the fun here. Do me a big favor. Mm-hmm. Take the Sharpie. Just put your name... Credit card, account number, anything you run on the front of that.
How about I just put my initials?
All right, fine. Make me work for it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Did you remember that, Hells? You got your initials down?
Yeah, I do remember my initials.
All right, I'm just going to.
And how's you got quite a tan since last time I saw you?
Stop! Even though, you I don't know why you say that.
You're sitting next to Eden Draven, who's pale as fuck.
But I know. I know it's probably she's like gleaming off of me.
And you're from Pennsylvania. I interrupted the trick. Go ahead. I'm trying to misdirect.
We'll talk about that later.
I'm trying to misdirect. Well, I'll talk
right,
about
in
tan
fairness, later. Because I can see the camera there. I'm just going to do one of these things. All right. In fact, just to show I'm being fair, I'll do a couple of shuffles for you. This. By the way. Any of you care about this at home, that's the Riffle Shuffle, Overhand Shuffle. What's next was obviously learned before I met Eden. This is known only as Lonely Guy. So no one should have that kind of time on their hands. Now, all right, if you saw it again, you remember it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right, all right.
Well, HB, you should put it right on there.
Let's hope so.
All right. Mark, say something in a sexy voice for me.
Something in a sexy voice.
Perfect. All right, woo. Little explosion there, but Mark, whoa. Does that look like he has a missile for me?
Well, hey. I can't even do that.
So, well, you want to give him applause for that? That's pretty good.
Awesome.
But you know how it's done. I know how it's done,
but I can't do it.
She knows all the little
things. Wait a second. You know how it's done, but you can't do it?
There's a lot of magic. I know how it's done, but I can't do it.
Right.
I am the worst magician in the world.
Okay, so your stuff is good far away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very far away. I'm an illusionist. He's a magician.
Okay. What's the difference?
My stuff looks very far away. His looks very close up.
Okay. But that was sort of an illusion, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I do a lot of stage stuff and parlor stuff. He does parlor and close up.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I like that, Vincent. That was a good trick. I'm sorry. Because I know I started bullshitting with Hell's Bell in the middle.
No, I totally threw you.
It happens.
Let me do the trick. And yeah.
he's trying to do a trick.
No, when you're in a bar and you have like beautiful and drunk people, I expect these things to take like 45 minutes.
That was like
you actually did that fairly quickly. So that was especially impressive.
The Lonely Guy Shuffle. But that was like the equivalent of somebody heckling a comic. I was heckling the magician. That was just. But anyway, so. You've done burlesque. So I met you at Bar Sinister, and you're like, I do burlesque.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a Peep Show Menagerie.
Yes.
At her old favorite, which sadly is no longer the Bordello Bar.
They closed that place down.
Right.
Place.
You remember the Bordello Bar?
I do.
Did you do burlesque at the Bordello Bar?
I never, unfortunately, did a chance to do that, no.
They had the perfect stage for it.
I think they just shut down, when I moved out here.
Because I hosted, the last time I saw you, actually the last time I saw you before the Magic Castle, I believe, is when you performed at the Devo.
Oh, yeah.
Burlesque show.
That was fun.
They had a burlesque show. Oh, Vincent doesn't even know about this. They had a burlesque show, and I don't know, you're a magician. You've got a handlebar mustache, glasses. I don't know how nerdy you are, but.
Oh, I'm a huge nerd. It's
awesome.
That's the thing. Nerds are in. So
They are.
Yeah, so I'm going to the Devo burlesque show. I didn't know Eden was in it, but I saw her going across the street with her then pirate boyfriend. And
just rubbing in.
Oh no,
pirate boyfriend.
No. She just has. You have better taste in cats than you do men. Except for this guy. This guy's cool. I like this guy.
He's amazing.
No, he's cool.
Aww.
It's funny because I talk to you. You're a regular guy. I ask you questions. You answer. You're friendly. You do good tricks. I told her other boyfriends are like, hello, nice to meet you.
Check out my eyeliner.
Yes, hello. No, it's not even the eyeliner, because I'm wearing eyeliner. Who gives a shit about that? But it's like, you know, I the last time I met you, you magically walked by me in Vegas.
I did?
Yeah, I was with my grandmother. We were down on Fremont Street, and that's when you were living in Vegas a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, that looks like Eden. And I chased you down to Fremont Street, and you were there, and you were with your then boyfriend who apparently thought himself a Johnny Depp impersonator, even though he didn't look anything like Johnny Depp.
I was just going to say that. He's a Johnny Depp impersonator.
So he had the like facial. So he's like, he's dressed like Johnny Depp, like in interviews. Like he's got the hat and the whole bohemian thing. So I was like, oh, the guy's like trying to, you know, his guy's got kind of style. He's trying to, you know, he's got style like Johnny Depp. Then I saw you at the Devo thing. So I saw you after that.
Mm, yes, you did.
And he had the whole pirate thing going on.
Yeah, he did.
And you did Freedom of Choice.
Yeah.
And he was
my doggy.
He was your doggy.
Yeah.
And that was good. That was quite arousing, actually.
Was it?
Well, you and Vince will tell you, you stripping down to lingerie it's pretty arousing, and twirling your breasts and twirling your tassels and things like that.
Can we get a just a little sneak peek?
Because hell showed her breasts last time. You want to do it again? That's you're
sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Okay. See, there you go.
Not me.
Right. Okay. I just lead by example. Thank you, Hells.
Anytime.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So how did you get into burlesque? Now, what? Mortician, no, magician first.
Magician first.
There's so many things you do. Magician first. Well, I'm assuming cat lady first.
I'm the crazy cat lady.
She's got, how many cats do you have now?
I have a lot.
I have eight,
and I have a screaming umbrella cockatoo as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you walk into her apartment, you get that force field of cat pee hitting you, or
no, it's amazing. Like it's like clockwork. Everything's set out, and when you come in, like you wouldn't know there were cats there, except three come to greet you immediately and make sure that you pass the security check.
Yeah, and he passed the cat check too.
My cats love him.
Right.
More so than me. They ignore me and they go to him.
Right. Because if you don't pass the cat check, you're out.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Exactly.
I almost didn't get to the show today because one of them just kept sitting on top of, like, I was like sitting on the couch.
Dude, the cat was sitting on your face.
It was sitting on my chest, but like it was like staring at me. It's like, look, either kiss me or get out because you're
right.
just
right.
cat with intimacy issues.
It's right. No, it's Eden's cat. What do you expect? Wait a second. So it's your cat lady, crazy cat lady.
Uh-huh. Crazy cat lady.
Then you're a magician. And then you're a mortician.
Yes.
Where does burlesque fit in?
Burlesque came in between those two. No, it came after I became a magician.
Okay, so it's between magician and mortician.
Right in the hyphen.
Right. So who talked you into doing burlesque?
Oh, my God. It's a long story. I was at a comic book convention.
Fancy that.
And
you were doing it before it was cool.
I was.
Yeah, you were doing it when it was like a bunch of guys with their
like
Green Lantern. Comic
sexy
books.
Nerd guys. And this girl came up to me and she said, are you a burlesque dancer? I said, no, I'm not. Her name was Madame Sunset.
Yes, I know Madame Sunset.
So she's like, well, we're looking for a girl and we really like your look and we need somebody that has dark hair and kind of has a dark image. Would you be willing to, you know, meet with us? And I took like years and years of dance. I said, oh, why not? So I went to her rehearsal space, ended up loving everybody
and
there.
You knew what burlesque was and you knew
I knew of it, but I didn't know how to do it.
Right.
But she taught me everything.
Right.
And I ended up joining her troupe for a while and then she kind of drifted off. Yeah, so after that, I ended up working with Peep Show Menagerie.
Right. Which is weird because I met Madame Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
And then right when I met her, she's like, I want you to host my show.
She's a sweetheart.
So a very similar thing. Yeah. So she's, and now, so then are you still performing with Peep Show Menagerie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When's your next burlesque?
It was going to be in December, but he's going to be staying a little bit later than anticipated. So the next one will be the following, probably January. And I'm probably going to be doing the naked.
So wait a second, you guys are going to be so busy fucking, you can't do Peep Show Menagerie? Is that what's?
Probably.
Okay. Wow.
I'm not gonna lie, you know, the only time we stop fucking is when we go to Magic Castle.
And the Dark Mark Show.
Sometimes we fuck there too. No, we haven't yet, but.
No, but you probably fucked at Disneyland, I would imagine. Yeah, please hydrate yourself.
All the way over here. We were trying.
Right?
Oh, but we'll fuck on the way back.
You're like, we need over here, but we're
have you fucked at Disneyland? Because you know how they catch that on camera.
No, there was nowhere to.
They do?
No. Disneyland was.
Oh,
crazy
have you fucked
busy.
At Disneyland?
I'm not gonna lie, I have.
That's a rhetorical question.
God,
we know.
I didn't know they.
No, because they put that. They've got stuff on YouTube where like the people that work at Disneyland, they put it on YouTube now where the people are like fucking in Space
we
Mountain.
We should start doing it at the cemetery. I catch people fucking there all the time.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh well, God, I do that all the time.
Didn't you catch like a Santeria couple there that said it's like this is where I'm supposed to conceive according to God?
We found everything there. I find
How
chicken
they,
heads.
It's
I
undercover. Cameras or
we have very few cameras either, I'm just gonna
so
say.
You're just walking around amongst the graves.
Well, I sometimes I get there early and I go, you know, check because I also do sales too, so I have to make sure things are in place for my you know, services
sales
that day
pitch, yeah.
And I mean, one day I'm just, you know, going around and there's these two people and I'm like, you know, this is so disgraceful, but they weren't like your typical little gothic trolls. They were an older couple.
Right.
So, and they were actually trying to conceive there because that's what they were told to do.
So you're like,
just voodoo god or whatever they believed in.
Just carry on, so, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we find chicken heads. I found a baby in a jar. We found all kinds of crap there.
What?
Mm-hmm.
A dead baby, I'm assuming?
A dead baby. Actually, it was buried, but we saw the top of the bag sticking up.
Oh, okay. So they were trying to bury it in the cemetery.
They did, but to make a long story short, it didn't reach the weight requirement, so it wasn't considered a human being, so there's no investigation.
Wow.
Wow.
Kind of messed up, huh?
The stuff that you learn in a cemetery. See, now the Hells really wants to work as a cemetery.
I know.
Now,
like,
people are fucking.
I'm going to get on that. Like,
things, then babies and heads and all sorts of crazy stuff.
Heads, fucking.
But you sell the plots?
I do it all.
Right. So when has anybody come up to you? Because obviously you have that, and Vince will back me up on this, you have that gothic dream girl, very creepy, paley, pasty white, ghoulish look.
Pasty, glowing.
Yeah, no, I say pasty
as a compliment. She'll tell you.
I have a friend that calls me powder, so it doesn't matter.
Right. So I was downstairs with the guy at the door at Skid Row Studios, and we were waiting for you guys, mm-hmm. and then I saw you with your vampire-like dress walking across the street. I'm like, that's got to be them. Has anybody come in there, saw your appearance, and kind of freaked out?
I don't go to work dressed like this, obviously. But
you should.
I mean,
come on. It might help the sales.
It might help the sales. Actually, I go to Bats Day and I sell funeral home property, but that's another discussion.
I've still never been to Bats Day.
You're not missing.
And I know Noah.
Actually, the last year was so-so, but every year before has been great.
Yeah, no, I hear it's great, but I just like, and I know Noah. Noah's great. He's always like, you should come by.
Yeah, he's a sweet guy.
I never. As a matter of fact, we might have Noah and Melissa on the show. We'll see what happens. Yeah, no, everybody wants to be on the show.
You're a popular guy.
And actually, next week, mm-hmm. and Hells, you're invited back next week if you'd like.
Yay!
Because we're going to have the Dark Mark Christmas Spectacular.
Awesome.
We're going to have the Punk Band Society 6 is going to be here.
Cool.
And we're going to have, Josie's bringing a lot of her fear leader friends. And
I have 36, that's Matt's band.
I think so. You probably know him. And then,
yeah.
And then we have, no, different band. I know what you're talking about. And then we're going to have a surprise. Don't tell Josie, but Santa Claus is coming now.
Oh, wow. Will you be giving presents?
If you show up, I got some presents for you. I know what you like.
Yay!
So if you want to come next week, I've never had
her. Have a special Christmas outfit.
I've never had her and Josie in the studio at the same time.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Oh, it'll be great. So
it'll be great.
Because she started off as my host. And then she
Love Josie.
And then she started flaking a couple weeks. And then Josie was my guest. And she's like, this is so much fun. Can
Not
I be your
flaking,
host?
Working.
You were working. And then Josie's like, this is so much fun. Can I do it every week? I'm like, sure. And then when Josie doesn't show up or she does yoga or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Elle's Bell is here and she's great. So
cool.
So burlesque in January?
Yeah.
What's the theme this time?
I believe we're doing comic book nerd girls.
Wait, what a stretch.
Right in. I know, huh?
So which comic book nerd girl are you planning on doing?
Captain America. Who else?
Oh, you're going to be Captain America.
I love Captain America.
Oh, really? Is that your favorite comic book character?
Yeah, he is.
Really? What's your favorite female comic book character?
I know he's trendy and everything. Female, it's kind of a hard, Mystique.
Okay.
Mystique. But you know what? Let me answer one of your questions because it's really funny. You asked me if anybody's ever asked me anything weird at the funeral home.
Right.
One of my weirdest questions was, this is when I was a funeral director.
Okay.
This little boy, he was probably about 7. He was running around the chapel, which is expected.
Right.
And he comes up to me and he goes, you like to play with dead people, don't you? Yeah. And he's like, I mean, he looks like a little demon himself. And I'm like, actually, I do. And he
like
goes,
Damien.
And he goes, yeah, I figured as much. And I go, actually, little boys are my favorite.
Right.
So needless to say, his ass sat back down. And I think he told his mom, because after that, he's kept it in like this like stink eye. I thought for sure she's going to beat my ass on the way out.
So apparently, this is the sixth sense.
Yeah.
For real.
Like well, kind sense. Of, you know? And then sometimes I'll meet the families, and I had this one woman that didn't want me to touch her husband, even though he was dead. What the hell am I going to do? You know? So
they thought that you did things to the bodies.
Yeah. Well, when people meet me, they expect to meet, you know, like I always say, the tall man from Phantasm.
That's what they expect
us to look like.
Right.
So there have been a few, you know, confused faces when I go to meet them, but.
Yeah. Where's the.
After I get, you know, talking to him, everybody's fine.
Oh, they expect that. And
yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
That's the, short, curvy, hot-looking girl that's at the funeral home. But so you guys met on Facebook. I'm going to go back to that. You conveniently skipped over that. So you're in Pennsylvania.
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Somebody suggested. So this was just like a. This was probably a Facebook automated bot. Like
it was an automated bot because I had some of her mutual friends in my network because we know magicians of like from all over. And it just said, "Do you know Eden Draven?" And of course, there's like, "No, but I would like to."
Right.
So you send the request off, and she must have thought that I was either more famous than I was, or that I just had a cute face at the time, and just. You know, put me in her sphere, and it was just very friendly, and then
which was it, Ed?
Well, I had a boyfriend at the time, so
okay.
I just thought he had a cool look, and he was a fellow magician, and why not?
Right.
You know, this was like over a couple years ago.
You always need a backup plan, right, Hels?
Yes.
Okay. So
obviously.
So anyway, so then at one point does this. The messages turn serious when the boyfriend's out of the picture?
Boyfriend is out of the picture.
Right.
And were you single at this time? I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Were you single?
No.
That's a good question.
Actually, when
I know she wasn't, but were you?
No. You just remind me. I was dating this god-awful woman when I...
She knows who she is. So I don't need to mention. But it's... Yeah. You know, and I think she actually, there was a time she was over my shoulder because I sent you a message and you commented back about something. It was like something ridiculous, like I was just sort of like, have fun with your pirate. And you're like, haha, okay. And
oh, yeah, so that's when you were dating the pirate.
This girl leans over my shoulder and it's like, who's that? And I'm like, it's a friend. It's like, some friend. I'm like,
right.
Thank you for reminding me about that.
Little does she know what kind of friend I became.
But yeah, so time goes by and like, it was just like a bunch of like harmless, not even flirtations until like I was
it was in September.
September when we started to talk fully because I just a few months earlier I found out that my ex-girlfriend had been cheating on me in like the worst way. I just did not have the guts at all to tell me, so I was just like, I'm sorry. I don't know if you're on air and if I could get away with it.
Say fuck. Say whatever. We encourage.
Shit, bitch, motherfucker.
She showed her tits. What else are we going to have?
But yeah, so like that one.
Show your dick. Who cares? We don't really care.
Really? No, I'm just kidding.
So, you know, I became like a sort of dark troll myself for a while. And like she had mentioned something about her ex, and I was just sort of like, you know what, I can empathize because of this. And we just, that's when the doors opened, and eventually we just started flirting uncontrollably.
This is
a great Facebook story. This is a great story to end the show on. Two magicians find love and magic.
Okay, Facebook has... I have faith in
Facebook's where Hels and I met.
I have faith in Facebook now.
Hels is where... Hels. Facebook is hell. Facebook is where Hels and I met, and now she's my co-host.
And you look very lovely tonight, by the way.
Thank you, Hels. Maybe more. Who knows? But I got to start flirting with you a little bit more.
There you go.
We'll see what happens. Anyway, so September you guys started. You ditched the pirate. You ditched the cunt. And
the cunt.
Was like serendipity because like, I wasn't even looking. Like I was the last thing I was even thinking about because the last person I dated I found online and I thought things like, you know, dating online has a bad rap.
In fact, he even told me not to date anybody until I was completely ready.
And when were you completely ready after he said that?
When I first saw his face.
I did my friend's wedding and they had this great photographer and little did I know she snapped this shot of me just chilling with a drink with like.
The one you.
The one I posted that all the girls were going crazy
same
for.
One. And
was that it for you, Eden?
I said, this is a great photo. Thank you. She let me post it. And the very first comment was from her. And if I remember correctly, it was just like one word is like hot. Or no.
I don't say hot.
No. It's like, oh,
beautiful.
God. What did
I
you
said
say?
Sexy.
That's exactly
sexy.
And all I could think is like, you got to be careful because if you say that, I'll never take the photo down.
And he hasn't.
Nope.
So.
No. And
the
rest is history.
So here you go. Love, magic, and bare boobies. That's what the Dark Mark Show is all about. So Vince, so you're going back. Well, I have strong doubts that you'll be going back to Pennsylvania at all. But
might just be permanently.
Yeah, I think you might be. Yeah, you might be in LA. You might be.
You
be in LA for a little bit.
For a lot. And we didn't even talk about the Magic Castle and how great it is and how you got to go open Sesame to the Wall. It's the first time I've ever been there. Eden has invited me many a time, but I'll hang out with you guys. We'll have a drink soon. We'll bring Hells, bring the whole gang.
Wonderful.
Vincent, how do people get a hold of you? Because I Googled Vincent King, and there's an Elvis impersonator that comes up. How do people get a hold of you?
Right now, you can contact me through a link on the Magic Castle website or the Academy of Magical Arts. That's the best way to get a hold of me. Right now, I'm laying low just a little bit. Like the clients who know me can still get a hold of me directly. But oddly enough, being the nerd that I am, I'm finishing up a master's degree on magic.
He's super smart.
Yep.
Wow.
That's so hot, though.
I would hope so.
Smart guys are hot.
Smart guys are hot.
That's why he has to go back to Pennsylvania for a while.
Otherwise, I probably would be like, you know what? I like to stay here.
Yes. I bet you can. And you will be back, I'm sure. Vincent, thanks for doing the show. Eden?
Pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Where do people get a hold of you?
They can reach me through the Magic Castle.
Okay, and Peep Show Menagerie, let's give them a plug.
Yes, you can reach me through Chris Beyond at Peep Show Menagerie.
And and go to Facebook and look these people
up.
Yeah,
you can look me up on Facebook.
Eden Draven, but she's taken now.
I am. Definitely
so, you're going to get a lot of friend requests from Pennsylvania.
She's hot.
New Jersey and all these other places. Hells.
Yeah.
Any outrageous lube and toy thing before we go? Because we only got a minute.
I got lots of toys and lube, actually.
You want to do something before we go, or you want?
What would you like me to do?
I want you to give me that lap dance that I never got for my birthday, and Hell's Bell on Facebook, because my birthday was two months. Was November?
Could we play some music or something?
November 4th. We're gonna play some music. Jeremy, can you play some music?
Song from Liam before yesterday. You need.
Creepy week, everybody.
Thank you.
Keep going.
Oh.